AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in eastern Ukraine.
The ceasefire had been holding in the first 12 hours, with some exceptions, notably in Belsova.
Ertugul Arpapakan is the chief monitor of the ceasefire. There are reports of rebel action in Debalsova. Withdrawal of heavy armor from the front lines by both sides in eastern Ukraine is scheduled to begin tomorrow. A big winter tourism draw in Germany had to be canceled because of fears of terrorism. Kyle McKinnon explains why.
Carnival time means big tourism, and locals get out too to dance and drink in the streets of cities across Germany. But in the northern city of Braunschweig, they canceled the main event, a parade that draws a quarter of a million people, citing credible threats of an imminent attack. Parades in bigger cities like Mainz, Cologne, and Düsseldorf will go ahead with greater police presence.
The government is proposing rules for commercial drones. It is probably going to take 2 or 3 years for the rules to be finalized. New York Senator Charles Schumer says the proposal is a good start.
Overall, we're a lot better today with these new proposed regulations than we were yesterday, particularly in regard to airline safety, where they've done a good job. But we have lots of other unanswered questions.
The proposal includes safety restrictions such as keeping drones within sight of operators at all times and no nighttime flights. Heavy snow is slowly moving away from the Boston area. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is tired of all this.
I certainly share, I think, the same frustration that other people feel with respect to the ongoing blizzards of 2015. But the most important thing we can all do at this point is to be cautious and careful and patient.
A report from a cybersecurity firm, Kaspersky Labs, says an international hacking ring stole up to $1 billion from banks around the globe. It could be one of the biggest banking breaches known. This is AP Radio News. In Nigeria, a teenage female suicide bomber blew herself up at a crowded bus station. At least 16 people were killed. It fits the pattern of violence by Boko Haram. The AP's Andrew Meldrum reports the group has changed tactics recently to kill more civilians.
In the past 6 or 7 months, they have been using teenaged female suicide bombers. It's something that they hadn't done before, but they have started now. It is assumed that they're doing this because the young women can hide the explosives under their hijab garments that cover their bodies.
Last April, Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in Nigeria who remain missing. A woman was stung on the hand by a scorpion just before her flight from Los Angeles to Portland took off. Alaska Airlines says the woman was checked by medics and got off the plane. The scorpion was killed. It's not clear how it got on the plane. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.